This Survivor Summit is going to bring victims of political violence that consist of victims of sexual assault, victims of arson, victims of murder, intimidation and harassment, and also those who have been abducted before.
What do you aim to achieve by holding such a summit?
The Survivor Summit is coinciding with the International Day of Peace, which is celebrated globally on the 21st of September. By setting aside this day for survivors of political violence, we are saying as you, Zimbabwe, let's come together with survivors of political violence, just reflecting on the road so far. What have been the challenges the survivors of political violence have been facing, and what are the opportunities that we can use? For example, there's the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. What can we do as survivors of political violence representatives to continue to push the government to fully operationalize the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission? I think you can recall that there are so many cases that were recorded where people were murdered before, especially during the 2008 political violence. Nothing has been done in terms of both retributive and restorative justice. So as you, Zimbabwe, we are saying, let's come together and just reflect on other strategies that we can come up with to force the government to fully operationalize independent structures that can look into issues justice, so that to promote a never again attitude in Zimbabwe.